This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lots of reaction from both sides of the political aisle a day after man yelling, "All these Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania synagogue during Sabbath services Saturday, shooting indiscriminately and killing 11 congregants. Six people, including a police officer who confronted the attacker, were also wounded. President Trump said these kinds of incidents point to the need for armed guards in churches and synagogues.
So this would be a case for if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
The suspect was armed with a rifle and three handguns when he entered the synagogue, where about 80 people had gathered. On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Senator Chris Coons says some politicians, including President Trump, have used their platforms to divide the country.
I think those of us in national office, our president, those who would hope to be president, those of us in Congress who have louder microphones and who are heard from and seen more regularly, need to take responsibility for ways in which we lower the temperature.
And on that same program, Republican Senator James Lankford says President Trump's comments about the caravan in Mexico being supported by globalists can't be blamed for the mass shootings at that synagogue.
This particular shooter also condemned President Trump, saying he was a globalist and that he was allowing some of this to happen. So I don't see any connection where you would connect the president to this particular shooting.
The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance on Monday. Cesar Sayoc, a man with a long criminal record, faces 5 charges. The bombs were addressed to former President Barack Obama, as well as other high-profile Democrats. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death has become intense. A piece, Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking at an annual conference of international officials, including Defence Secretary Jim Mattis, which is taking place in Bahrain, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said the Khashoggi issue has become fairly hysterical, with people assigning blame on Saudi Arabia with such certainty before any probe is complete. He reminded delegates officials are trying to uncover what happened and that a mistake was committed. Al-Jubeir made clear some people had exceeded their authority, but he cautioned, investigations take time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Refugee Agency is urging Washington to allow people fleeing persecution and violence, including those who are traveling with the Central American caravan, to request asylum on U.S. territory. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic tells VOA his agency has alerted countries along the caravan's route that it is likely to include people in real danger.
Our position globally is that the individuals who are fleeing persecution and violence need to be given access to territory and protection, including refugee status determination procedure. And if the people who are fleeing persecution and violence enter Mexico, they need to be provided access to the Mexican asylum system, and those entering the United States need to be provided access to the American asylum system.
Mihecic says the UNHCR is very concerned about the developing humanitarian situation along the migratory route. He says there are kidnapping and security risks in the areas where the caravan may be venturing.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. And the last public appearance by Brazilian presidential candidate before this Sunday's elections, Fernando Haddad, warned voters his opponent's proposals to fight crime would only increase violence. Jair Bolsonaro is the frontrunner and is viewed as polarizing. Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hakim spoke with VOA about Bolsonaro's popularity.
People see him as talking plainly in plain Portuguese, if you like. He communicates well. He says what he wants. People say we don't need these politicians who beat around the bush and are convoluted in what they say and don't really mean what they say.
Two polls published late Saturday showed that Bolsonaro's advantage falls once again, but still it's a comfortable enough lead to win the election. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.